previously on Left Behind.
Amanda Steele. Subject confirmed on Boston to New Babylon nonstop. Reported crashed and submerged in Tigris River. No survivors.
I see why you believe, and no doubt it works for you, Ray. I just want to be careful not to rush into it.
You know not to get your hopes up, right?
Too late, Ernie.
If you can hear me, squeeze my hand. Miss? All right. Call her Mother Doe.
Based on Soul Harvest, the fourth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 41 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Flying, eating, sleeping, or on the other line. Leave a message.
Ken, Buck Williams, the two of us who flew with you a while back, we might need a return trip to that same area soon. Call me. God, let it be Ernie. This is Buck.
Buck, this is Ray.
Ray!
I've been trying to reach you. This is a recorded message. Please call me at 7 o'clock in the morning my time. That's 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm praying Chloe's all right, you and our friend too, of course. I'm still looking for Amanda. I feel in my soul she's still alive. So if you're ready, here's the number. You'll be calling GC headquarters. It's the only way
Doc,
I could get
Doc, I need a pen and paper.
Yes, okay. Here you are. Cameron, is it news from Chloe?
Got it. No, her dad. He left me a number to call him. He's okay, by the way.
That's good news, Cameron.
Yeah.
And Chloe, anything further?
Couple of leads. They're faxing her picture around.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc, how about that shelter? Did you find it?
Yes.
Great.
It is a duplicate of the one at the church. Let us pray we never have to use it.
Well, thank God it's there if we do. Now, Doc, you're moping. What's up?
Moping? I have been accused of many things. Never moping.
Doc, this is not about Chloe, is it?
No, it is not. I am still praying for a joyful outcome in that regard. It is just that...
What?
For all the treasures in Donnie's briefcase, the journals also led me to a rather painful discovery.
It's okay. I mean, whatever it is, I can take it.
Oh, I almost forgot. You will be happy to know I was able to connect with the Internet.
You kept your own email address invisible, I hope.
Oh, you have taught me well. I posted my teaching on a central bulletin board.
Good. But you digress.
I digress. Cameron, Donnie taught Bruce to encrypt personal messages.
That's right. I made sure of it.
Donnie must have been protecting Bruce's privacy when he told you Bruce's documents were secure.
Then he did know the password.
It was not that Donnie knew the password. I don't believe he did. Instead, he developed his own code-breaking software.
Huh.
You got a copy on all the computers he sold you. Cameron, come with me. What I found, I thought better to not risk printing. It is on my computer in the bedroom. I copied the files and decrypted them there. Open recent documents. Open top.
Personal prayer journal, 6:35 a.m. My question this morning, Father, is what would you have me do with this information? I don't know it to be true, but I cannot ignore it. I feel my responsibility as shepherd and mentor to the tribulation force quite heavily right now. If an interloper has compromised us, I must confront the issue. Interloper. I don't claim special powers of discernment, but I loved this woman, and trusted her and believed in her from the day I met her. I thought her perfect for Rayford, and she seemed so spiritually attuned. Not Amanda. I can't, can't be.
If you scroll down, Pastor Barnes talks about all of you getting together.
Yeah, we were supposed to meet the day of the bombing.
He says he wanted to tell Rayford what he knew, but he felt he could do nothing with Rayford and Amanda so close to Nikolai.
So, where's the file that made him write this?
It's attached to the previous day's journal entry. Previous entry. Open document. Right there.
Huh. God, I feel like David when you refused to respond to him. He pleaded with you not to turn away from him. That is my plea today. I feel so desolate. What am I to make of this?
Open attached.
Huh. Hey, it's from Europe. They misspelled his last name.
Scroll down.
This is Buck.
I'm trying to reach Cameron Williams of Global Weekly Magazine.
Speaking.
Lieutenant Ernest Cavisto here. Met you earlier today.
Ernie?
Yeah.
What do you got?
First off, headquarters is looking for you.
Headquarters?
You know, the big man.
Oh.
Or at least somebody close to him. See, I thought I'd widen the search for your wife, so I faxed that sheet to surrounding states. Anyway, somebody recognized the name. Then a guy named Kuntz said he'd seen you earlier, too.
Hmm.
Somehow you got into the database, and then headquarters calls.
Oh, thanks, Ernie. I'll check in.
I know you don't report to me, and I don't have jurisdiction, but since I'm the last one who saw you, I'm on the spot if you don't check in.
I said I'd check in, okay?
I'm not nagging you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Ernie, I appreciate all you're doing. I promise I'll check in, and I'll even mention I got the word from you. You want to spell that last name for me?
K-I-V-I-S-T-O.
S-T-O. Got it.
Okay, now for the good news.
Uh-huh.
One of the cell phone guys got the fax in his truck. Wasn't too happy about me tying up the network, but he said that they saw a young woman who might fit your wife's description being lifted into one of those ambu vans late yesterday.
Where?
Not exactly sure, but I know it was in the area you pointed out.
Can I talk to this guy?
I doubt it. He said something about having been awake since the earthquake.
And this woman couldn't walk?
Apparently not. If she was in serious condition, they'd have taken her to... just a minute. Here's... Kenosha.
Hmm.
Just over the Wisconsin border.
Yeah, I know where it is.
They turned a couple of hotels right next to each other into a hospital. I'll get the number for you.
You know, in case I can't get through, what are the odds I can drive to Kenosha?
Got a four-wheel drive?
Yeah.
You're gonna need it.
Yep. Thanks again, Ernie.
Is it good news, Cameron?
Yeah, Chloe might have been transported to Wisconsin.
Well, then we should go there at once.
Yeah. Wait a minute, let me just see this email. Now, this was sent by...
I don't know who. It just says, an interested friend.
Hmm. Suspect the root beer lady. Investigate her maiden name and beware the eyes and ears of New Babylon. Root beer. Root beer. Her initials.
I do not follow.
Amanda White, A&W. It's a brand of root beer. How is she supposed to be the ears and the eyes, though? And of what? Carpathia? Is that what we're supposed to get out of New Babylon?
It is all in the maiden name. I was going to look it up, but you will see Bruce has already done the work. Amanda's maiden name was Rikus, which meant nothing to Bruce and stalled him for a while.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything to me either.
Well, Bruce dug deeper. Apparently, Amanda's mother's maiden name before she married Rikus was Fortunato.
What?
I see that name means something to you, Cameron.
Nikolai Carpathia's right-hand man is named Leonardo Fortunato.
The possibility of a coincidence does exist.
Yeah, as does the possibility that...
What, Cameron?
You know, Doc, I am not even going to say it. Close files. Re-encrypt. Open search engine. Find Chicago Tribune. Open name search. Kenneth Ritz. Illinois, USA.
Our pilot?
Come on. Okay, here he is. Stable condition, Arthur Young Memorial Hospital, Palatine. Man, how come all the good news is about somebody else, huh? Come on, Doc. We'll call Kenosha from the road.
Give me a minute. Mac,
I did
it's
it.
6 a.m.
Cap, I really did it.
You did what?
You know, I prayed. I did it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a believer. Is that what you call it? How about them apples, huh?
Oh, Mac,
how about them?
I am happy for you. Really happy.
Man, this feels great. Just a while ago, I woke up and I decided I gotta quit thinking about it and just dive in and do it.
You know, I see you're so happy you skipped a shower.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I just... What?
You got a smudge or something on your forehead.
Oh, well, I just...
Mac, this is a great thing. You didn't get it.
Where's your mirror?
Bathroom's right over there.
What the heck are you talking about? I don't see anything.
Oh, maybe it's just a shadow.
Yeah, I got a few freckles.
No, here. No, there it is, plain as day. Don't you see it?
What?
Well, turn around. Look, what? Right there.
Ray, you need more sleep.
Right
I don't...
there. It's a charcoal-like mark. It's about the size of a thumbprint.
Now, either you're seeing things or I'm blind.
Wait a minute.
What?
Huh?
What?
Mac, you know those 3D images that look like a complicated pattern until you, like, stare at it, kind of through
it? Yeah. You can make some sort of picture out of it.
Yeah, there. It is. I can see it.
You can see what?
It's a cross. My word, it's a cross, Mac.
Why can't I see it?
Hang on. Do I have one?
You do. Here, let me look at that. Unbelievable.
Mac, I don't know.
It is a cross. I can see yours and you can see mine, but Ray, we can't see our own.
Either the phone in Kenosha is hopelessly overloaded or it is not working.
Yeah, well, we're getting close. I know that. And I need to call Rayford in a few minutes here. Hey, Doc. Climb in the back seat for a second. I'm going to ask this cop for directions.
As you wish.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right. Excuse me. I'm looking for a makeshift hospital in Kenosha.
You're in Kenosha now.
Oh.
Go east about 5 miles, and it's not going to look like a hospital. It's two
hotels. Yeah, I heard.
You're going to hit a few roadblocks, too. Might have to walk the last mile.
Mac, I can hardly believe this. I prayed for a sign. God answered.
Yeah, I was figuring you'd be suspicious.
Well, to be honest, I was.
Oh, hang on, I'll get that.
Excuse me, Captain Steele. You have a phone call in the comm room, sir.
Be right there. Oh, by the way, do I have a smudge on my forehead right here?
No, sir. Don't think so.
Thanks.
Is that it? Over that rise, Cameron?
That kind of has a warehouse look to it. Can't be too much beyond it, though.
Do you think the global community could be tracing your call?
Likely. The guy said he was going to get Rayford. I can't imagine what Carpathia must have built to withstand...
Buck, answer yes or no. Are you there?
Yes.
Look, this is not a secure phone, so let's keep it simple. Are you okay?
Yes.
My daughter?
Appears to have escaped the quake. Reconnecting soon, hopefully.
Others?
Mentor is safe. Secretary is gone. Computer techie and wife are gone.
That hurt.
Yeah. You?
I'm told my wife went down with a PanCon flight into the Tigris.
You're not buying.
Not until I see her with my own eyes.
I understand. It's good to hear your voice.
Here's to. Your own family?
Unaccounted for, but that's true of most everyone.
How are the buildings?
Both gone.
You have accommodations?
I'm fine, yeah.
Look, email me when you find out anything more.
I will. Take care, Ray.
You too, Buck.
Doc, there is no way Amanda could work for Carpathia. Ray is too sharp.
He could have been blinded by love. I no more want to believe this than you do, but it does appear that Bruce strongly suspected.
Well, looky there. I think I see me a temporary hospital. Let's see, one more try on phones. If I can figure out where to go once I'm inside. Still busy. All right, Doc. The way I see it, you better stay out here and keep a low profile.
Why? I am the least of anyone's worries now.
Maybe, but the GC know I'll show up sooner or later looking for Chloe. They might expect to find you tagging along.
You have a creative mind, Buck. Paranoid, too.
Call me cautious. If I'm being followed when I come out, keep your distance.
All right.
I'll pick you about 200 yards west of where I'm parked.
I am praying for you already.
No, ma'am. There's no way to check. The best I can do is...
Carolyn, the crushed pelvis and floor, get his chart for me?
Yes, sir. Please, ma'am. Understand, I
today?
Can't. Today? I'm right on it. Ma'am, I can't help you. If you can come
excuse
in...
Excuse me, I'm looking for this woman.
You don't understand. My manager? My manager? This is not the Ritz. You want help, you show up. Sir, hang on. I need some information before you see a doctor.
All right, I'll try.
I'm sorry to bother you, but...
Mister, if she looks like that, she wouldn't be here.
You got anything for the pain?
In a moment. She have a name?
Chloe Williams.
Doesn't ring a bell, but that doesn't mean a thing today.
How many without names?
About a quarter of them. We cross-checked addresses for those found under houses. Most people away from home had ID.
Let's say she was away from home, but had no ID, and she's not in a position to tell you who she is.
You might as well be looking for leprechauns. Sorry. Sir, I need you to fill this out.
I can't write with my arm this way.
Okay, hang on. Best bet is to hope someone sees that fax.
Mind if I look around?
Not unless you're a GC employee.
I am. Here, ID.
Make sure you stay out of the way.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm looking for somebody. Forgive me.
Who?
Well, my wife, actually. Here, this is her.
Haven't seen her, but you might want to check in here.
More patients?
No. This is the morgue.
Oh. Well, I'm not...
Might ease your mind if she's not here. I've got a key.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I better.
Are you feeling all right? I'm a doctor.
Oh. Oh, the cheek's fine. It's just that I fell.
I thought I noticed a bruise on your forehead, just under the hairline.
I don't remember getting banged up there.
That could cause subcutaneous bleeding. It's not dangerous, but... You mind if I have a look?
I'm kind of in a hurry, Doctor, but it's... Oh, hey. You don't have to make a production out of it. I don't have any diseases or anything.
Well, that may be. I don't claim the same for all the bodies I deal with. You do have a mark there, huh? That hurt?
No. Hey, you know what? You've got something on your forehead, too. Looks like a smudge.
Maybe I picked up some newsprint. Well, I'll let you get on with the search. It's a full house in here. Ignore this row. It's all men. Just pull back the shroud at the head of each body.
Ah! Oh.
Sorry. We haven't touched the bodies. Some are normal. Some look like that.
Yeah, I guess I just need to get used to it, huh?
Yeah, good luck.
May I?
Sure.
She belonged to you?
My wife. I heard she was sent up here. I just checked the morgue and...
I saw her.
What? You did? Where is she?
Don't you mean how is she?
Where? How? Please.
Last I saw her, she was alive. Step off on four. We can talk. Over here. I advised she needed surgery, but we're not operating here. If they followed my advice, they scheduled her for Milwaukee... Madison or Minneapolis.
What's wrong with her?
Well, at first I thought she'd been run over. Her right side was pretty banged up from her ankle to her head. She had what appeared to be chunks of asphalt embedded into that side of her body.
Oh, Chloe.
And she had broken bones and possibly a fractured skull all on that one side.
Is she gonna live?
I don't know. We don't have x-rays or MRIs here yet, so I have no idea about the extent of damage to bones or internal organs. I understand she was unconscious when they found her, and they had no idea how long she'd been lying there.
Has she regained consciousness, though?
Yes, but she was unable to communicate.
And you're sure she's not here?
I'd be disappointed if she was.
Who would know where she was sent?
Right down there. Ask at that desk there for the disposition of Mother Doe.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Wait, Mother Doe?
Well, we've been through the alphabet several times with all the unidentified does. By the time your wife arrived, we were into descriptive terms.
But she's not.
Not what?
A mother.
Well, if she and the baby survive this, then she will be. In about 7 months.
What?
How's it look, Ray?
To the T, Mac.
Oh, seems like the best routes to pick up Carpathia's ambassadors to me.
Is that what His Excellency wanted with you last night?
His Excellency?
Oh, I haven't told you? That's his new name tag for me.
Oh, brother. Carpathia wanted to know how long I thought you'd be staying with him. That's what he wanted.
Really?
Yeah, he said he thought you were getting restless. I told him he ought to let up on you over that little incident near the airport, and he said he already had.
Anything else?
Yeah, he wanted to know if I knew your son-in-law. I told him I knew who he was, but I'd never met him.
Why do you think he asked that?
I don't really know, Ray. Maybe he was trying to get buddy-buddy with me, you know? Said he thought it strange that Buck had survived, but hadn't checked in.
Buck called this morning.
I'm sure they have that log, probably even recorded.
Yeah.
They wanted to talk to him so bad they could have broken in and done it then.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to let him hang himself. I mean, how long can Carpathia trust a believer in a position like that?
Huh? Honeymoon's already over. If I were you, I wouldn't be quick to declare myself a believer. Obviously, nobody but fellow believers can see these marks.
Yeah, but what about that verse about confessing with your mouth?
I don't know. Do the rules still stand at a time like this? Are you supposed to confess your faith to the Antichrist? I just don't know.
Lord, please keep her alive. I don't care where she is, as long as you take care of her and our baby. Please, God.
Okay, I found her transfer order. She was sent to Minneapolis.
Minneapolis? It would be the farthest of the three.
Drove it in 6 hours last week. Would take you forever now.
Any chance of catching a ride with one of the medevac planes?
Out of the question.
Well, I work for Global Community.
Doesn't everybody? Sorry.
Mac, there's a little something I need to show you on board the 216. Installed just for me by an old friend who's no longer with us.
Yeah, you know me, Ray. I'm big on surprises.
Captain, an urgent message for you.
Thank you. Please meet with Dr. Chaim Rosenzweig and me in my office immediately. I shall not keep you long. Signed, Supreme Commander Leonardo Fortunato. Thank you, officer. Tell them I'm on my way.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of surprises.
Everything buttoned up here?
Yeah, except for that old man over there.
What's his story?
He showed up a few minutes ago, just standing there, waiting for somebody.
Let's pay him a visit.
Good evening, sir.
Hello. hello.
How are you?
I am doing quite well, thank you, under the circumstances. How are you?
You been here long?
Just arrived a few minutes ago. You're with the Global Community?
Yes, that would explain the uniforms.
Very nice.
What's your name?
My name Joe Baker, and I am a baker. I have a bakery.
Really? Where are you from, Mr. Baker?
Why don't you guess?
Why don't we guess? Okay, Lithuania.
You are exactly correct. I am Joe the Baker from Lithuania.
We'll need to see your papers, Joe.
Oh, I have them back at the bakery. I just came for a little stroll to see the damage. You must come by and I will give you free donuts.
We just might do that. Why don't you tell us where the bakery is?
Oh, well, you head west to the only establishment on Route 50 still standing. God must like donuts, I guess. I will be going now. It was nice to meet you. Come and get your donuts when you get the chance.
Wonder what we just stepped in here.
You get the feeling he doesn't want us around.
Do you want to follow him?
Definitely.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Soul Harvest by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Busteed. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.